Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
We all living in the polluted submarine.
I want to get into so much tonight, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. We're 40,000 leagues below the sea because we go deeper. See, I'm 40,000 leagues below the sea, but my ship can handle it. I want to get into so much. I don't know if you've heard about that, where there's massive, massive evidence that 2 hours in, when they lost comms and everything, and they believe they heard a boom, and they believe that the ship imploded, the submarine imploded in like an hour, 2 hours in, max. Everything they had, they lost comm and all that. The only thing it could have been is an implosion, and when they heard the sound of it, like a pulse thing and stuff. Why was all this? Well, they're here pounding down there. How can they lose the ship? Okay, they know where the Titanic is. The submarine's not going to go down there and just disappear. Well, we think they've got this much. How do they know how much oxygen they have? How do they know how heavy breathing they? The heavier you breathe, the more you do. All kinds of stuff. I want to get into that. I want to get into, the Bidens, you know, because I guess Hunter Biden, now there's massive proof that he was selling himself to, he was basically, hey, you want access to Joe Biden? Give me money and you can have access to Joe Biden. Disney's Star Wars casts first transgender actor in a major role. You know, we got to have that, you know, I mean, you can't have the best person. Yeah, and of course, Obama's, the media's wall-to-wall coverage of the missing sub when there was a migrant ship that wrecked off the coast of Greece last week that was coming to America, I think, from what it sounds like. You know, the Biden crime family, corruption 100 times bigger than Watergate. You know, no one cares. I mean, that's what people realize, how corrupt this world is. It's nice to see that McCarthy is pushing impeachment inquiry on Merrick Garland. Until I see people in handcuffs or in prison, minimum, ain't nothing going to change. I'm not holding my breath on any of this. You know, I kind of look at Biden's, they might be going after the Bidens and get rid of them because this is what, I'll get into that. I got so much. Don't forget this, folks.
Hey, everybody. My name is Melody Malone, and I'm a worship leader and a part of the Passion Movement here in Atlanta, Georgia. Today's verse of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 7:10. For grief, according to the will of God, brings about a repentance leading to salvation. But worldly grief brings about death. So earlier in 2 Corinthians, we learned that Paul has written a letter addressing some sort of situation and sin that has caused him and others in the church a great deal of heartache and pain. Can you imagine getting a letter like that in the mail? I mean, think about the last time someone confronted you with the ugliness of your sin. How did you respond? The Corinthians had a choice here. They could have received Paul's letter and let it drive them away from God, but they didn't. They chose to receive his correction and let it draw them closer to their Savior. They were filled with grief and with sorrow over their sin and not just the consequences of their sin. You see that godly sorrow, it leads us to repentance, to lament, to remorse that we have gone against the heart of our Father. And yet at the same time, we know that he is standing there with open arms ready to welcome us home. Worldly grief, on the other hand, it is selfish. It's full of self-pity and regret. Because really what we're doing is we're turning away from, we're rejecting the one who longs to forgive. So my prayer for us today is that when we're confronted, not if, but when we're confronted with our sin, that we'll see our Savior beckoning us to turn back to Him, that we'll see it as an invitation to greater intimacy with the God of creation. Because when we let godly sorrow do its work, we're really receiving the love of the Father.
What kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. 2 Corinthians 7:10. I want to get into so much because there's so much going on right now. I sometimes feel, and this is one thing I've said this program, and I kind of, Biden's not there. Biden doesn't know 2 + 2 = 4, and hey, do we take down the Biden family and say, hey, look, we're Democrats, and we're going after our own. We didn't know Joe Biden was doing all this stuff. Hunter Biden was actually selling, you give me a certain amount of money, and you have access to my dad. And all the political, remember when Obama was caught on hot mic? Well, once I get reelected, you know, I'll have more leeway. I'll be able to do more, you know, to the Russians. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'm going to sell. Hey, you give me enough money, you can have access to my dad. And more, you know, kickbacks. And since Joe Biden can't do it anymore, hey, we didn't know Joe Biden was doing all this illegal stuff. We didn't know all this was going on. We'll take out Joe Biden and act like, hey, look at how corrupt Joe is and we got rid of him. What are you doing about Trump? Oh, yeah. Gonna go out there. Hey, well, hey. We got rid of one of our own that was corrupt. What are you doing about getting rid of Trump? He's corrupt. Get rid of him. 2 + 2 = 4, you know. No one's above the law. Biden's not above the law. We got rid of him. Why don't you... Trump's not above the law. You need to get... But then you get rid of Biden. Well, you got to get rid of Hunter. You got to get rid of Hillary. I mean, do I even begin? Adam Schiff. I mean, Nancy Pelosi. You can say what you want to about Trump's taxes and his wealth and all this stuff, but look at a lot of those people in D.C., Democrats and Republicans, that have never held a public job. They've never held any job, but in the private sector, and they're billionaires. How do you get $200 million net worth making $100-some thousand a year as a politician? Let you think about that. See, people don't think about stuff like that because most of these kids today, you told me, how many states are there? What country is Mount Rushmore in? What country? Canada. No, it's in Mexico, man. It's down in Central America. It was made by them Aztec-y people, man. They made it, man. Yeah, it was on that Aliens show because it had, like, depictions of what our forefathers would look like now, but that was made by the Aztec-ian people, the Mayan, like, way back, like, hundreds of years ago, way before, man. It's proof that aliens exist. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Well, don't worry, folks. They basically knew that submarine imploded within max 2 hours of it going down. So what? Well, then what was all the media coverage for, folks? Folks, welcome back to day 3 of the missing submarine. We believe that we've lost them. We don't know where they are. They found the submarine. They don't know where they are. They know where, give me a break. This is where the Titanic is. They know they're right there. We lost all contact. They're gone. We have no idea where they are. They just disappeared. We have no idea. Well, they have about 96 hours left of oxygen. Now they got about 30 hours of oxygen. How do you know how much? You can say, okay, this thing, when you lost all comms, you can assume they had this much oxygen left. Approximately, this is how much would have been on board. And if they're normally using it, they didn't say that. They have this much oxygen left. They didn't say, well, if everything is being used correctly and they're just normally breathing, then this is how much you would have. But if you're sleeping or you're not breathing, or you're, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Oh, what do we do? I'm panicking. A panic attack. All I need is Xanax. They're going to use more oxygen. If they knew, if they were 99% assured that the thing imploded within 2 hours, why was the media keeping it going? Well, something when that thing was going on. You can now, it's legal to, for restaurants to sell lab-grown meat. I remember when that first came a thing that they could do this. Are you really, can a vegan eat it or a vegetarian because you're not killing the animal? That's creepy. That's... What do we do? Let's have lab-grown meat. Let's eat meat that's grown in the lab. Hello, I'm Brightway Pharmaceuticals. Have you tried our chicken? It looks and tastes just like chicken, but it's not chicken at all. It's made from a petroleum-based product. Yes, that's right. The same petroleum you put in your car to make it run makes our chicken so good. And you don't have to worry about the same old boring shade of chicken. Thanks to artificial colors and dyes like red 6, red 40, red 3, yellow 7, yellow 5, blue number 6, number 7. Oh yeah, you can get the chicken in any shade of color you want to. That's right. If you're prideful, you can have a rainbow-colored chicken. It's okay. It's safe. The FDA said it is. Is this where we're headed? Yeah, Soylent Green, buddy. Now you got your choice. You can either have artificial, impossible meat that's like, Lord help you. Isn't it funny how they're trying to push people into giving up meat altogether? And who's like one of the biggest donors in that impossible meat? Oh, that would be Bill Gates. Yeah, he's like one of the biggest owners of impossible meat. Well, I'm not gonna quit eating meat. Well, I got to find a way to make some sort of very bad for you meat. Let me see here. Very bad for you meat. That's still meat. Okay, we'll lab grow it. It's okay, folks. It's fine. Don't worry, folks. I don't understand this world we live in. What's wrong with having cows graze and you milk the cow and you drink the milk? See, we didn't have all these problems. All of a sudden, now it's like, well, I have to have, this is a, see, I can, I don't ever remember, what did they do back in the 1800s when people were allergic to milk? You never hear about, that's one thing, I'm a history buff. I'm going to look into allergies of the 1800s and what they, like, what did people drink? Like, what's the record, what's the recorded history of people being allergic to milk and all these? Because, yeah, people now eat peanuts and they die. I want to look into the historical facts about allergies. Because now it's like, now you almost have to give the complete ingredient list of everything that's in it, the actual recipe, because someone can, well, does this contain salt? Because I'm allergic to it. I mean, and you never, you know, when I was a kid, I don't remember anyone being allergic to anything. I mean, I know now that, yeah, there were people who were diagnosed with allergies to wheat and stuff. Not today. Now it's like, I'm allergic to everything. I'm allergic to the air I breathe. I don't know, man. It's a different world we live in. It's a different world we live in. But going back to my, I mean, that's the thing. Well, for all the vegetarians that don't want to eat meat, there's Bill Gates Impossible Meat. But everyone that refuses to give up eating meat, they got the lab-grown meat that's Bill Gates control. Don't. Huh? Hey, it's one of those things. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's lab-grown. It's from Pfizer. Don't worry. You're going to get pharmaceutical companies making your food for you. Don't worry. We'll put the vaccine in the chicken. That way when you eat the chicken, you get the vaccine.
This is weird.
That's where we're at, folks. Don't worry, folks. You got to stand up and not support it. You know, it's just like I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we're like, seeing is believing, you know. I know that it's a pay for play. Hey, you give Hunter Biden money, he'll give you access to Joe Biden.
Well, the Hunter Biden story is nothing but a father's love. Joe is a father first, and you need to take it or leave it.
And I have the feeling this is, and I said this earlier in the program. I said, I could see that since Joe Biden's incapable of doing the job anymore, hey, we Democrats will take down the Biden family. Hey, look, he's one of our own. We didn't know he was this corrupt and they'll go, and we took him down because that's the right thing to do because Joe Biden's not above the law and you should go after Trump because he's not above the law either. Huh?
You don't know anything about this.
No. And that's where we're at. I mean, but seeing is believing. Until I see, like, Hillary Clinton and Bill and Obama and all of them in handcuffs, I'm not holding my breath. On the shelf there is. But anywho, it's sort of like that submarine story. Pooks, they've got 30 hours of oxygen left. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Welcome back to the continuing coverage of the... Hello, I'm Geraldo Rivera. Welcome back, folks. Remember when Geraldo Rivera did that, like, 24-hour thing about the Al Capone's vault and there was nothing there? No, yes. That's how that submarine felt like to me. Like, folks, welcome back to the continuing coverage of the submarine. And then you find out later that it's like, oh, yeah, they knew the thing imploded like hours in, but they kept the surface going. Oh, Lord. You know, but people, you know, it's sort of like this Hunter Biden thing. And seeing, I'm not holding my breath. It's like the another investigation is going to end up going nowhere. Vix, we're going nowhere. That's right, folks. It's going to go nowhere. Unless the 1% chance that, hey, Joe Biden's not capable of doing the job anymore. Let's get him. Let's take him out. We'll bring Kamala Harris. She'll come up. But I don't even see that happening. When we got rid of Biden, you need to get rid of Trump. Hey, no one's above the law. I don't see that happening, but I'm not holding my breath in any of these investigations and stuff. Sort of like, because they're talking about that McCarthy is going to go after Garland. I mean, he's filing a petition. Great. I want to see it. I want to see him impeach. I want to see something happen. I'm not holding my breath, but I want to see something happen. I mean, it's sort of like that submarine. I'm like, nothing, two and two never added four up to me. Two and two equaled five with that submarine. So I'm like, I wouldn't, like, dude, nothing's making sense here. Sort of like the coronavirus. Like, I saw my mom for like 10 minutes and I was talking to her and I'm like, yep, I got a mask on, but you're going to infect me. Well, does your mask really work then if I'm going to infect you? You're going to kill us all. Where's your mask? Your mask works so well that you having one on is going to get you sick from me, who's not wearing one. I don't know.
Who opened that door? I had that door shut.
What door?
Robin's bedroom door.
I did. Then they must have to check temps at these. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. Thank you for the people that have the common sense to list, to watch like the coverage of the submarine and realize two and two aren't equaling four. It makes no sense. You know, but it's okay. Don't worry, folks. Put your faith in God, not in man. Put your faith. See, I don't know about you, but I believe in Jesus Christ. I don't put my faith and trust in a government. Our forefathers, when they came here, what did they do? They didn't have a lot of doctors, a lot of medicine. They had to put their faith and trust in God. Maybe it's time we put our faith and hope and trust in God. What a concept. Oh, man, I can't. I mean, we're doing what we're doing best. We're putting our money where our mouth is. We're not shopping at Target. It's like, well, now they have like Skittles has gone Pride. Okay, Skittles has gone, yep. Well, folks, the more I learn about them, the more anything with like, you don't want diet, like, in other countries, they use beta carotene. They use beets and carrots and things to color. Nature. Red 6, blue 4, yellow 70. It's funny. This world makes no sense. And I think that's what I try to do on the show, is try to get people to wake up. I mean, supposedly there is a ship off of Greece that had migrants. And I think they were headed to the Americas, and that went down. And Obama's like, well, no one's talking about the migrant ship that sunk off of Greece. No one's talking about that one. They're only caring about the fake story about the submarine that might be survivable. I want to have some How do you question journalists? Yeah, I want a response to why, when they knew like 2 hours in this thing was destroyed and everyone was dead, that you kept the story going. It's like Geraldo Rivera could have still sat there. He could have looked in the vault to see what was in there first before the whole thing, and then said, okay. That way he would know if he should keep the thing going or not. No. In fact, I don't know if you ever remember the show, The America's Dumbest Criminals, where they'd have like, you'd see all kinds of grinding marks and stuff as they tried to get into a, like a safe, and then you would see where they just pull on the handle and the door would open. If they would have just pulled on the door to open it, it would have opened right up. It's going to be interesting because Jesse Waters, host of Waters World and co-host of The Five, is formally taking over Tucker Carlson's former primetime slot in the Fox News lineup. Yeah. How long are you going to last? Well, if you have a... You got to know what you're doing. And what I mean by that is you gotta do what you do. You gotta toe the line. Or you can call out Democrats, but you gotta kinda, you can't go too far. See, now they're, since they don't have a, oh man. Because now that there's basically, not that the Supreme Court has basically come out saying have fun with it because we have a Second Amendment. Now, how can we, we gotta find ways to bypass and circumvent the Second Amendment. How do we go after the manufacturers? How can we go after the ammo makers? How can we, because we gotta go after, because assault rifles, we can't have, I can't believe, no one in America deserves an assault rifle. Yeah. No one deserves a gun at all. France, you can't own a gun as a citizen. And look at the shooting that happened. Here's the problem. Imagine if every home had guns. You're going to rob a... I'm not going to go into a home with my brother's house. I wouldn't go into his house. He was fully trained and armed. Yeah, we're gonna sue the AR manufacturer. We gotta push for lawsuits against the AR-15 manufacturers. They have to, because you can't have gun. See, we can't control you if you have guns. The 16th Amendment was founded when there really is no way to have a central bank in America. It's almost the Constitution was written to where it's almost impossible to have a central bank. So they had to make an amendment to the Constitution so they could put a central bank in America. Well, Kyle, there's no central bank in it. Oh, yeah, well, no one's going to support a central bank in America, so we got to call it the Federal Reserve. How can we pass something that no one wants? How do we make it, how do we do that? How do we get Americans to accept things that they will never support normally? Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. The most scariest words you can ever hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Remember when we helped each other? How about this? I'm from the government and I'm getting out of the way. Trust me, you ever have to try to deal with the government? Oh, what a pain in the butt it is. I mean, if the IRS whistleblower's claims are true, we're going to go after the Attorney General Garland's impeachment inquiry. We're gonna go after impeachment. I ain't holding my breath. Yeah, because in San Francisco, that's what scares me. I'm not supporting this at all. They're having stores like where you have like a code, like it recognizes you, and you have to have like a thing, and you ping, and you scan yourself in and out. It's sad. And that's what they want. Okay, yeah, you have to, and it recognizes you, and you can't go in. I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to have places. So what's going to happen when the power's out? Oh, can I not shop? Oh, it recognizes you. Then you can go in. Because there are places where they have out Aldi's like that in countries where you have to have like a pass thing. You have to have almost like a credit card type thing, and then you scan it, and when it recognizes you, it lets you in. Wow. Josh Kaczynska, lead singer of the rock band Greta Van Fleet, has reacted to anti-grooming legislation in Tennessee by announcing that he has been in a same-sex relationship for nearly a decade. What does that have to... That two and two... See, this is what people don't understand. As about 25 minutes left in the program, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Okay. When I'm going to get, because I wanted to get into this article, this is huge. Anti-grooming law. So what if you're gay? It's this taking a kindergartner and basically pushing transgenderism on kindergartners and first graders. And hey, let me tell you something, little Billy. You don't know what gender you are, and you can't know. I can't believe when I found out that your parents put your gender on your birth certificate. How dare they? They need to be in prison. They need to be just executed. I think we should just take people. If you're going to put, if you're a doctor or a parent and you're going to put the gender of the kid on the birth certificate, you should just be put. They should just take you right outside and no questions asked, hang you. How dare you put the birth gender. My buddy was a chicken sexer because they only look for the females because they're the ones that lay the eggs. And I think we need to take these, I think in school as part of the anti-grooming curriculum, they need to have kids go out and milk bulls. Because what difference does gender make? Yeah, that cow over there, it identifies as one. It's not a cow, but it identifies as one. Yeah, that cow with the horns, yeah, it identifies as a cow, so don't worry. It might take you a while to warm it up, but the milk will flow, trust me. Here's a collection bag. I hope no kids are listening at that, but seriously, folks, how dare you? How dare you not allow kids to be forced? I am so grateful I grew up in an age where I was a kid. I had to grow up because they closed Toys R Us. But I don't understand this world where people think it's acceptable to be pushing this stuff on kids. Well, one thing that really sickens me, and I want to get, it's just a little side note thing, is I met the guy that actually, back in the day, they used to have a guy that painted on barns and on brick walls, mail pouch tobacco. Treat yourself to the best. I've chewed mail pouch back in the day. And it's not that Levi Garrett's the best. If you're going to do pouch tobacco, just want to say that. Redman's second, you know, but. Here's my point. Now they take those signs and they say, and they put, treat yourself to cancer. They mark it out. I'm a history buff. It's about history. Treat yourself to mail pouch. Treat yourself to the best. I'm glad I grew up when I did. When we got to be kids. We didn't have all this, you know, like I've said before in the program many times, Dave Gillis was known as the Winston Man. He was brought on by R.J. Reynolds to be a Harrison Ford lookalike. Well, my job was to get 3,000 to 5,000 new kids smoking a day, and those were the ones to help quit or die. You know? And we were told in our minds it was 3 to 13, 14, and 15-year-old boys. He became very concerned because, hey, you still smoke that crap? Yeah, how come you guys from R.J. Reynolds don't smoke it? We only smoke the bleep. We don't sell it. We just reserve the smoking for the young, the poor, the black, and the stupid. So why were the executives smoking their life? No, they weren't. They were selling it by the bushel basketball, but they wouldn't go near it. When I was a kid, yeah, that appealed to me. I want to smoke America's best. I smoked, I chewed back in the day, did all kinds of stuff, cigars, all that stuff, back then. But when I started to realize, that's not safe. I don't do it anymore. I've changed. That was a fad in my life. 99% of the kids, when they're 6 or 7 or 8 years old, they're going to go through a phase. And don't worry, folks. We'll help you permanently alter your body through medicine so you can be who you think you are. It's just a 2 or 3 year phase. But then, when you realize that's not who you really were, I don't chew. I thought, back in the day, I thought I'd chew till the day I died. I don't chew anymore. I don't smoke anymore. I gave all that up. Oh. Yeah, I changed. I changed. That's not who I am. I used to skateboard. Can't do it anymore. And they're pushing all this transgenderism stuff on these kids, and they want to do all this permanent stuff that when they're not who they, when that's not who they are anymore. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Let's put stuff to permanently stop kids from producing stuff because at 7 or 8 years old, they know they. That's why you have to be a certain age to drive and vote and stuff because you don't know. And I think we need to have a citizenship test before you can vote. Because most people don't know how many states there are. What country is Florida in? Country in Florida in. That's in the southern country, right? What country is Hawaii in? Hawaii is its own country, isn't it? Oh, Lord. What two countries border America? That would be, Russia and Britain? No, it's South Britain, because it's down south. North and South America border America. Don't worry, folks, it's okay. It's this world we live in, folks. I'm gay. I'm going to come out now because people are trying to keep young little kids How dare we keep young little kids that don't know, that can't think for themselves and don't know what a lot about stuff. And let's confuse them. How dare you? How dare you? No, there's a reason why you have to be a certain age to buy tobacco, a certain age to drink, a certain age to drive a car, but you have to know responsibilities. You have to know, okay, this stuff's not safe for you. How dare you? You want to, no, it's sickening that you want to take a six-year-old or seven-year-old and confuse them. Sorry, folks. Maybe we need to get this trans crap out of here. Wait. Remember, folks, it used to be a rite of passage into manhood in the Greek Roman times to have sexual relations with an older man. That's what NAMBLA was founded on, the North American Man Boy Love Association. Doesn't make it right. Look in the Mayans. Look at the Aztecs and the Mayans that killed, they sacrificed thousands of people to the gods. Doesn't make it right. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just keep complying with all this stuff. It's like these people that catch predators. And when they have someone their age. Oh, so you're out meeting a 12-year-old girl when you have a 12-year-old daughter at home. No, I'm not. We got all the transcripts here from all the photos you sent and everything. What are you doing here? Well, I wasn't going to do anything. We've got your license plate. We've called the cops. You need to get your phone out right now, and you need to call your wife and let her know what you're doing here. No, cops are going to be called. You either get the cops called or your wife's called, either one. And one lady, as soon as she's like, we're divorced, it's over, and bam, and it's sickening. It's sickening. But it doesn't make it right. You have people that have that philosophy that, well, the Greek and Romans did it, so it's acceptable. That's why we support NAMBLA. How dare you keep a six-year-old from being who he wants to be? No, a six-year-old will change his mind probably 50 times on what he wants to be. Folks, I'm coming out today. I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yay. Why don't we have, that's what we need to start doing. We need to start coming out, hey, I've been baptized. I'm getting rebaptized. I actually want to do it again as a reaffirmation of my faith and get rebaptized. You know, if everyone's, I'm coming out. Yeah, I'm a straight male Christian. You know, I just try to live my life every day, and I don't take it for granted. I buried a good friend Saturday night, and I'm at a loss. So I'm like, how you doing? And finally, after about, because I was very, very busy at work, and finally, like halfway through the people coming through the line during breakfast, they're like, how was it? I'm like, besides burying someone Saturday night, having a funeral, it was okay. And you know, it's like you don't want to be like pity party, but at the same time, you're like, I don't know. You're at a loss, you know. What do? Where do you go? You know? And when you outlive them, You know, when she was a fighter, she's like, she was like a great, great spirit. Someone that's like, when I mean a great spirit, like, she's like my wife. She's like the greatest thing, the best friend. But if you had to go to war, you would want her on your side. And yep, she's on my side. You know, if she was on the side of the British, we might not have won the Revolutionary War. I'm just saying. I mean, she's someone that you want on your side. Can handle her own. You didn't have to worry. Like, if she was going somewhere, I would feel confident her handling it on her own. After about four guys, maybe, I don't know, but, you know, two or three, I think she could take them. And they had a traditional Scottish funeral. It's just been a rough couple. When someone that you were really close to and stuff that you knew and like, wow, that's why I kiss my wife every morning. I always say I love her. And we never go to bed angry. See, we never have fights. We have disagreement. Well, oh, I thought you meant this. No, I meant that. Well, and the whole time you get in little scuffles just because you thought she said this and she thought, See, but I have ADHD, so I'm very prone to, I know what you're going to say before you're going to say it, and then that's not what I was going to say, and I just blurt out something. I admit it, you know, and when I'm wrong, I admit it, you know, but it's just one of those things. And when you lose someone that you've known for so long, and especially if I've done reenacting and history, and when you're a part of the company of fifers and drummers, it's just it's a close-knit bond with people. And I think I looked it up, it's 8 years. Yeah, we're at the, I remember, this is a funny story before I get into the Premier League. I remember like, what's the second, and I had like a month before, what's the second year anniversary? What do we do? And it was like yarn or something. Like, what's the third year? And I get like so far in advance and try to do something with like whatever the, because my dad one time he goes, well, man, who knows what these anniversary, like, what do you get someone for their 51st anniversary? I'm like, it's coupons. How do you know that? And because I guess my dad looked it up, and that's how he knew it. I found the website. And I used to be so into that, like, okay, our anniversary, what's the, and I think this year it's like bronze and pottery and stuff. And I'm like, hey, okay. Anywho, it's just like, wow. You know, like, when you'd be like a month in advance, okay, I'm going to plan all this stuff and get all these decorations. We're going to have a woohoo anniversary. Now it's like, I got prayer tomorrow, prayer night, and that's when our anniversary is. And that's going to be, to think, one of the greatest gifts, we'll be able to pray for this lost and dying world on our anniversary. And me and my, whether me and my wife are the weak hair that go out or we're the ones that stay in, we're still going to be able to have intimate time together in prayer. That's going to be, it's just great. Yeah. Especially, I mean, there's no better, there's no more cloud nine feeling when you're sitting there and like, hey, can we pray for you right now? Yeah. And we pray for her right there. And it's like, yeah. Somebody burns. I just need to fill a bathtub full of like rubbing alcohol and just sit in it and, yeah, you know, that's one thing. Anyone wants to get into the culinary business, you're not going to be a hand model. You're going to have burns everywhere. You're going to find cuts and nicks and burns on places you didn't even, I didn't know I even had that part of my body. Where did that come from? But I'm going to get into some Premier League news. Thank you so much for tuning in. Holy cow, the Premier League. Manchester United, I think we'll get Mason Mount in the end. I really do. I hate to say it, but you think Chelsea's going to go cheap? Finally, at least United's like, hey, this is our offer on the table. We're not going to go, no, sorry. Because what a concept. What a concept. He's going for free next year, so, hey, you either take our offer here or you're stuck with him and you don't really want to be there. Oh, I'm sure they'll accept the offer, but it'll be like, okay, they'll do it like right near the end of the transfer window so that he can't go on preseason, he can't train. So Supposedly they put in offers for Declan Rice. I guess Jadon Sancho is up for sale, which to me, if that's not who Ten Hag wants, then no. I think like McTominay and like Maguire, sorry, but Harry Maguire and McTominay, you're going to have to try to funnel them into the championship. I'm sorry. The problem is they have such high wages. Lose money. I don't care. I don't care if you get $20 million. I don't care if you lose money on them. Get rid of them. Put them in the championship. Please. Please. Hey, we'll pay you to take Maguire. Please. Please take him. Tottenham, please take Maguire. Please. Every night. I need to put that in my prayer list. Dear Lord, please put it on Tottenham's heart to take Maguire. Now, I don't waste prayers on stuff like that. When they overpay for players, and then you're trying to sell players that aren't even worth a quarter of what they paid for them, what do you do? I think the whole De Gea thing is like, I don't think Ten Hag wants De Gea. I think he wants to bring in his own and start fresh, but hey, I think he's finding out really quickly how, I think he might go next year, because if we get the Glazers out and we actually get someone in, then there you go. Deal done. But, you know, I think right now Ten Hag is probably starting to realize, yeah, now I know why everyone had a problem. They were basically not, no one was getting sold. No one was coming in. I wasn't getting who I wanted. They were only giving me, they only get whatever they were given. And they're like, here you go. Good luck. Make the best of it. I wonder, Erling Haaland. Yeah, no. Yeah, we're not. No, we're going to overpay for another player, not when you want. I mean, we can overpay for this player, but nah. No, we're going to overpay for a player that you don't want, that it's okay, folks. And, you know, and at least Ten Hag's being vocal. See, I like what they did, though. I don't agree with Greenwood at all. I guess there are people that don't really agree with it either, but they're saying, hey, loan him out, and if a club's actually willing to take him on a loan, with the videos and stuff that I saw, I'm sorry, I don't want that guy at you. I've heard people that say, if he comes back to the club, I guess I'm not going to support Man United again. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I honestly see this window being, well, we're going to be linked to like 16 players. We're going to get maybe 2-3 at best, and they're going to come in like August. And we're screwed. They're going to have to, okay, well, the first game is this weekend, and he still hasn't even had his physical. You know, it's going to be one of those things. Just got about 2 minutes left in the program, folks. I truly believe, and I've said this from day one, that the Glazers expected a crap load of people to be in. Oh, they thought they'd have like 15 people interested in the club, and they were just going to have bidding wars. Okay, you'll pay $10 billion, I'll pay $11 billion. Okay, the club's worth about $4 billion, and you're bye. You know, and I think even if you said, okay, you want that $6 billion, I'll give it. Wait a minute. Well, if you instantly said $6 billion right off the get, oh, that's right. You want $6 billion. Well, no, we're not just going to take that offer because we got to wait for the other people. Because what if someone else wants to go $6.5 billion and then they go $7 billion? You want $6 billion. You told us what you want for the club. We're wanting to get this deal done ASAP. We want to take over the club. We don't want to sit there and play games. Well, no, just because you're going to pay us what we want doesn't mean we're not going to try to exploit the club for more and more and more and more and more. And that's what they want to do. And I think they're still trying to milk the club. And I think they're still trying to get the two people to pay even more than what they are, which, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just not – they're overpaying now, and I think we're going to have a – I don't think we're going to go too far. I think the club we got and the people we got is what we got, you know. I think it's going to be a crappy transfer window. And I think we might get three players max in and maybe one out. And with the firm alliance and the protective divine providence who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.